When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Always stay obedient to the Most High and His Word. Always do the Great Commission. Always do the gospel and to spread the gospel as many places as possible. Turn away from your sins. Turn away from backsliding. Turn away from secret sins or anything filthy and abominable or what have you. Get away from distractions and negative things and navigate through your trials and tribulations, your hardships, your tests, or what have you. All right. Always stay faithful to the Lord through it all, each season that you enter in. All right. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Let us thank the Lord for his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, just everything. There's countless of things the Lord has got us through, and he continues to keep getting us through. So let us always stay grateful and appreciative, all right? No matter what season you're in right now, you have to remember that the Lord will not, he will never leave you nor forsake you, all right? And that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, okay? So you always have to keep that in mind in the midst of your situation, all right? Take it one day at a time, people, all right? Most definitely welcome, brothers and sisters of the faith. I appreciate all you for listening and support. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let's always uplift each other in the Lord and always encourage each other in Christ. And let's always pray for one another, comfort one another, okay? We are scattered all four corners of the earth, but we are still here worshiping the Most High in spirit and truth, all right? So let us always keep mind of one another, have that compassion, that patience, that kindness, that mercy, grace, all of that when we're dealing with one another. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that's breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the plants, all the trees, all the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Let us gather together and sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise the Lord. People, play an instrument. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, or grafted in, it is all right. Let us just gather together. Just rejoice, people. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Got to play some praise break music or worship music, you know. Worship the Most High Spirit and truth. Cry out to him. You know, do what you got to do and always serve with gladness and joy, all right? Got to always stay fervent and diligent and on point, you know. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't let nobody take away your joy out here. Don't let nobody take away your sanity, amen? You got to keep your mind fixed on the Lord, all right? That's where the perfect peace is, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until His Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are ready to go, spotless, blameless. You know, let's keep our lamps. Let's keep our oils, okay? Let's stay prayed up, watchful. Let's always stay ready for the Messiah's return, all right? And get the work done for Him so that we can hear the well done, good, faithful servant, all right? So let's be washed up by the water through the Word, washed up by the water by the Word, all right? Let the Word perfect us and straighten us out, and let's stay obedient to it forevermore, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more closer to Him. Let's seek His face. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments, and let us obey all of God's word. And whatever the Most High told you personally, according to your life, your calling, your purpose, your gifts, your talents, or future, or your current situation, honor that and respect that as well. Amen. Always stay obedient to the Most High. And just know that the Lord loves you so much, you got to trust Him, people, okay? You got to trust Him, all right? So there you have it, okay? So I hope that you all are doing good today. I hope you all had a blessed day and blessed week as well. All right, take it one day at a time, all right? So today's message, we are going to go in the book of Judges, okay? We're going to do a commentary within the book of Judges, and then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Judges, chapter 17, verses 1 through 13. Recommended reading, Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, the book of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 42, and also the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. The title of this commentary is Do It Yourself Gone Bad. So let's just go to the book of Judges, chapter 17, and read verses 1 through 13, okay? So here we go. Micah's idols. Now a man named Micah from the hill country of Ephraim said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you and about which I heard you utter a curse, I have that silver with me, I took it. Then his mother said, the Lord bless you, my son. When he returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother, she said, I solemnly consecrate my silver to the Lord for my son to make a carved image and a cast idol. I will give it back to you. So he returned the silver to his mother, and she took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to a silversmith who made them into the image and the idol, and they were put in Micah's house. Now this man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod, and some idols installed one of his sons as his priest. In those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. A young Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, who had been living within the tribe of Judah, left that town in search of some other place to stay. On his way, he came to Micah's house in the hill country of Ephraim. Micah asked him, where are you from? I'm a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah. He said, I am looking for a place to stay. Then Micah said to him, live with me and be my father and priest, and I'll give you 10 shekels of silver a year, your clothes and your food. So the Levite agreed to live with him, and the young man was to him like one of his sons. Then Micah installed the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in his house. And Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since this Levite has become my priest. All right, so now I want to read the recommended reading of Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. A psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Make a joyful noise. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and give His praise name. And praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Another recommended reading scripture I would like to read is the book of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but His disciples. When the Lord learned of this, He left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now He had to go through Samaria. So He came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground of Jacob, had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as He was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and I have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." The disciples rejoined Jesus. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many Samaritans believed. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Amen. Now the next recommended reading scriptures I'd like to read is the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Living sacrifices. "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Amen. All right. So now let's get into the commentary. The title of this commentary is "Do It Yourself Gone Bad." With dinner over, you've just finished your tum loading the dishwasher. Other family members scatter for evening activities. Your wife's voice is raising an alarm from a distant corner of the house. "Honey, there's water all over the bathroom floor. Looks like it's coming from under the sink." Almost immediately, your daughter calls out from her bedroom, "Daddy, every time I turn on my stereo, the power goes out." You shake your head as you punch the start button on the dishwasher. Nothing happens, no lights, no water trickling, and no comforting sounds of a modern appliance in action. You punch the button again to make sure. After a deep breath, you announce to yourself, time for a trip to the do-it-yourself center. We live in a do-it-yourself culture, and Ghibli accept the motto, "If you want it done right, do it yourself." Self-reliance appeals to us, but while a certain level of independence and handiness makes sense, it quickly gets us in trouble if we apply the principle across the board. A man named Micah in today's reading decided he could do it himself when it came to honoring and worshiping God. This account sounds ridiculous knowing what we know about Israelite worship and how it was practiced in the earlier books of the Old Testament. But smack dab in the middle of the story, we're reminded of the lawlessness of this period in Israel's history. Verse 6. Perception was reality. Accountability to God's laws was nowhere near to be found. The Ten Commandments were either forgotten or considered obsolete. Inspired by his mother, Micah began collecting religious artifacts he considered important for spirituality. He appointed his own son to run his shrine until a Levite, a member of Israel's priestly class, showed up. Micah promptly hired him. Micah's deeds focused solely on religion but had nothing to do with God. Like duct tape on a water pipe, his actions were ill-advised and completely inadequate for the task at hand. It was only a matter of time before he had another mess on his hands. A similar attitude of spiritual self-reliance represents the root cause of most of our separation from God. Even when we want a God, we often settle for one we create ourselves so that we could control him, or we approach God in our own way, on our own time as the need arises. However, most of the time we simply choose to idolize things and people as our handy God substitutes. Do-it-yourself spirituality possesses only the power we give it. We're in charge, but we're hardly God. Jesus responded to the perennial quest for a manufactured God with a pointed invitation. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. We can be like Micah and assume that we can shape and manipulate God, or we can humbly acknowledge our desperate and constant need for God to reveal himself to us in his word and by his spirit. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What lessons for your spiritual life has doing it yourself taught you? How would you describe the God you worship? Based on Micah's failures, what steps can you take to make your worship more meaningful? All right, so that is the commentary, all right? So here in the book of Judges, Micah, he was into wanting to worship his own God his own way. And that was the problem, not only with today's world, but also back then, that time period. There was no king, there was no obedience or righteousness, no examples of that. So people were going on their own way, doing their own thing. And this was a clear example of it, okay? So we go to the gospel, the Messiah tells us we have to worship the Father in spirit and truth, all right? So you don't get into worshiping objects or idols or images or what have you, you know what I'm saying? And the idolatry is at an all-time high today, you know what I mean? And the Messiah told us that he is the way, truth, and life. We can only do it through his son to access the Father, amen? So there's another way around it, all right? The Messiah is the mediator. He's the branch. He is the mediator of the new covenant. So he is the way, truth, and life, all right? And there's another way around it. And people try to make up their own rules about it and try to go dance around it. But nah, you don't dance around the word of God. You don't dance around the gospel, all right? So we know to worship the Father in spirit and truth, amen? So let us apply that to our lives and stop having idolatry issues or looking to other things and substitutes. And we only go to the true source, the true one, the Most High, amen? So this is a good commentary to take and apply for our lives, okay? So we are not independent people. We are always depending on the Lord for everything, amen? And that's how it's going to stay like that forever, especially in these last days that we're in, okay? So us living in a very wicked, evil world, it shows more and more why we have to trust in the Lord more often. Because the government don't care about people. The environments you're in don't care about you. The Lord cares about you, okay? People's situations are very hostile and very different and negative or what have you. But the Lord changed not, all right? The Lord is the same yesterday, today, so and forever. So the Lord has that unlimited grace, mercy, and love when we come back to him and cry out to him, all right? So always keep that in mind in your situation, all right? So that is the commentary, okay? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord of hosts, most definitely a true creator, y'all. He's the God of heaven and earth, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, the God of Israel. Praise him, y'all. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the cornerstone, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my shelter, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my buckler, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the Lord our God is one, and there's no other like him. Most definitely, y'all, praise him, call on him, people. Yes, yes, y'all. He is Yah, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be'Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehoshua, Yeshua, Ahayashaya, Adonai, El Shaddai. Most definitely, y'all, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, amen. Most definitely, call on him and show you great, mighty things, people. Yes, y'all, nothing is too hard for the Lord, people. Call on him, people. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Call on him, people. Faith is what pleases him, people. Believe in him. Believe in the Father, y'all. Believe in him, people. Yes, y'all. Miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. His time is perfect time and due timing. Praise the Lord, people. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector. The life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehoshua Yehusha Yeshua, the word of Ahai Yeshaya, the word of the consuming fire. His word is purifying, silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that every word, his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him. Praise the Lord, y'all. Call on him, people. Praise him, the Lord of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the Ancient of Days, the Adonai, Adonai, most definitely advocate, Aleph and Tau, the Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen, the anchor of souls, the angel of God, the angel of his presence, the angel of Jacob, the angel of the Lord, the anointed king, the anointed one, the anointed of the Holy Spirit, the anointed preacher, the anointed witness, the anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, the apple tree, the appointed heir, the appointed judge, the appointed of God, the appointed sacrifice, the appointer of seasons, the approved of God, the ark of strength, the arm of his strength, the arm of redemption, the arm of the Lord, the armor of God, the assurance of our hearts, the astoned one, the author and finisher of our faith, the author of eternal salvation, the arrow of conviction, the author of peace with God, the author of the book of life, the availing shield and buckler, the baby of Babylon, the baby of Bethlehem, excuse me, correct me, baby of Bethlehem, the baby and child of promise, the balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love, the destroyer of Babylon, the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, the beautiful and glorious branch, the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, the beginning and the ending, the beginning of wisdom, the beloved white and ruddy, the beloved of the Father, the beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, the bridegroom lamb, the bright light of glory, the brightness of his glory, the brightness of the Lord, the brightness of thy rising, the bringer of good things, the brother of James, the buckler to the upright, the buckler to all, the builder and maker, the builder of the church, the bruised and afflicted of God, the bruiser of Satan, the captain of salvation, the captain of the Lord's host, the carpenter's son, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the chiefest among 10,000. Yes, the child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, the chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, the cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, the conquering lamb, the consecrated son, the consolation of Israel, the complete controller of all, the completer of the saints, the contradiction of sinners, the counsel of the Most High, the covenant of the people, the covenant of promise, the covert from the storm, the creator of Israel, the creator of the new heavens and earth, the creator of principalities and power, the creator of the earth, the creator of the heavens, the creator of visible and invisible things, the creator of the winds, the crown of glory, the crown of pure gold, the darling, the day's man, the day spring from on high, the day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion, the deliverer of my soul, the designer of the universe, the desire of all nations, the desire of our soul, the desire of the bride, the desire of the prophets and kings, the desire of the righteous, the desire of women, the despised and rejected one, the despised of the people, the dew of youth, the dew unto Israel, the diadem of beauty, the disallowed stone, the door of faith, the door of the sheep, the dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant. Exalted servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward. Excellency of God, excellent, the excellent comely one, the executor of judgment, the executor of righteousness, the expectation of David, the express image, the eye of the Lord, the face of God, the face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, the faithful ambassador, the faithful creator, the faithful Lord, the faithful and just, the forgiver, the faithful witness, the faithfulness, the father of the fatherless, the fellow, the first and the last, the first begotten from the dead, the fire of Zion, the firstborn among many brethren, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, the firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, the first love, the excellence of God, the foreordained eternally, the forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the light, the fountain of Jacob, the fountain of the house of David, the framer of the worlds, the free gift, the friend forever, the friend of Abraham, the friend of publicans and sinners, the fruit of the earth, the fruit of the womb, the fullness of the Father, the fullness of the Godhead, the gardener of earth, the gatherer of the winds, the Gentiles' trust, the gift of God, the giver of secrets and treasures of earth, the giver of the good spirit, the gladness of the nations, the glorious arm, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glorious Lord, the glorious voice with us, the glory of God's majesty, the glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles. God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great King, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, the guide for us, the hand of the Lord, the hanged redeemer, the harmless one, the hated one, the hater of iniquity, the head above all, the head of all principality and powers, the head of every man, the head of the body, the head of the corner, the head of the church, the head over all, head over things, the healer of broken hearts, the healer of souls, the healer of wounds, the health of my countenance, the hearer of prayer, the help of his countenance, the helper of the helpless, the heir of all things, the hidden God, hidden matter, hidden manna, the high above all, the high and lofty one, the high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, the high priest over house of God, right hand, the high tower of mine, the higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran. Holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored Son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God. Yes, he is the great I am, most definitely the image of the believers, the image of the Father, the image of the visible God, Emmanuel, immortal, the incarnate God, the infinite one, the inheritor of all nations, the inheritor of my mountains, the intercessor of sinners, the jasper and sardine stone, the jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace and truth. Jesus, the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge among nations, the judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, the just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy. Keeper of the keys of hell and death, the kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion. Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites, 12 tribes of Israel, the Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, the Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, the Lamp of the feet, the last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, lifted and exalted Son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted up of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious God, light of the glory of God, the light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord in shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, yes, the Lord Messiah, the Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, yes, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea. The man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mine of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, the one, the true one, the one and only sacrifice, the one Lord, the one shepherd, the only rock, the ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of my inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, the prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, Rabbi, Rabbani, Rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, the reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders. So salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help not a Samaritan, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, seeker of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new songs to sing, renewed heart, new attitude, new mindset, new routines, new habits, new day-to-day living, new results, new good news. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Humble yourself and enter the kingdom like a child. Start your life over, people. Repent, repent, repent. Turn from your way. Start your life over for God. Give your life to the Lord forevermore, people. Serve him forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance. All right. Get to it, people. Praise the Lord. Give him all the glory and praise. Amen. Seeking shepherd, self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, distiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of the stumbling, stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord my hiding place, the Lord my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, excellent, amazing, wonderful God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way, the very beautiful King, the very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of Heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, amen, hallelujah, praise him, y'all. Thank the Lord for giving through everything he got you doing, what he continues to keep doing for you, praise him, y'all. Keep your eyes fixed on him and his word, y'all, come on. Praise the Lord, people. Forevermore, amen. There you have it. All right, that's the word for today, okay? The commentary based in the book of Judges, all right? Let us stay faithful to the Lord and worship in spirit and truth forevermore, people, most definitely, amen. Stay strong out there, okay? What I'll love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.